Up next is Jeffers.
Moving forward using all my breath. Being friends with you was never second best. And I saw the world crashing all around your face. Never really knowing it was always mesh and lace. I'll stop the world and melt with you. You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
You should know better.
Dreams of better lives, the kind that never hate.
You should see why.
Trapped in the state of imaginary grace.
You should know better.
But I made a pilgrimage to save this human race.
You should see why.
Never comprehending the race has long gone by. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Let's stop the world.
You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time.
Let's stop the world.
There's nothing you and I won't do.
Let's stop the world.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
The future's open wide.
Stop the world and melt with you.
Let's stop the world.
I've seen some changes, but it's getting better all the time.
Let's stop the world.
There's nothing you and I won't do.
Let's stop the world.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Open wide.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Let's stop the world.
You've seen the difference and it's getting better all the time.
Let's stop the world.
There's nothing you and I won't do.
Let's stop the world.
I'll stop the world and melt with you.
This was like, I'm not going to say it's cute because we need to break the habit of always being like, "Hey, Jeffers, this is so cute." So yeah. This sounded too low for you, and I think that when something is a little bit out of your comfort zone, that you tend to lack in energy. And the awesome emotion of Jeffersness that you usually bring. I don't think you should adapt to that, but, I don't know, if you're, like, trying to struggle through the song, then maybe, like, pitch it like you usually do, or, you know, or just, like, try and, like, tough it out and, like, do multiple takes and be, like, I'm Jeffers and I'm high energy and stuff. Well, I'm not saying that you don't do multiple takes, but like, you know how you like hear a take and then you're like, this is lacking in energy, blah, and then you do it again. Like that type of stuff. I'm so retarded when I critique alone. this was good. Well, it was decent. This song is funny, and it's kind of, like, chill. So you did, like, channel the, like, I'm chill and I'm being, like, wee, melting the world and stuff. That was kind of, like, my only note, that it sounded a little too low for you. Not, like, it didn't sound, like, uncomfortably low for you. And it needed a little more, energy. Because it's kind of, like, chill and bouncy. So, like, you were just kind of, like, being chill, and you needed to be chill and bouncy. So, yeah. I am done.
Jeffers! Oh my god, I want to melt with you! This was really cute. I don't know why, because I don't particularly think anything was super amazingly well done about this, but I just really enjoyed this. I really liked your harmonies a lot. You've really gotten good at doing harmonies, which I'm like super impressed by. I definitely think doing these competitions improves your ability to do harmonies for some reason. I'm not really sure why, but I definitely think that's, like, something that happens. You sounded so happy throughout the entire thing. Like, especially at the beginning, there was a couple of moments when I could just tell that you were smiling. I was like, oh my god, this is so cute. I cannot handle this. And let's see. For some reason, I guess the major issue that I had with it was it really showed off your accent. Normally, you don't notice, I mean, you know that you have, like, a very specific accent, and you notice it in other songs, but for some reason, this one really, really, like, highlighted it, for some reason. And I also just, I don't know, I just thought it was very interesting in that way. But overall, I really liked your energy and the emotion that you had on it. I just thought it was really cute. You used some cool effects at the end, which I liked. I really enjoyed it. I don't have anything bad to say. I mean, like, you were pitchy. As always, there are definitely moments when you fall. It's all with you when you're pitchy. It's not that you're, like, really pitchy or really off. It's just, like, a smidge under. Like, you like, reach for it, but you don't quite get there. And it's if you could get there, I feel like you'd be so amazing. So I think that if you just work on, like, really listening to your pitch and really listening to yourself and, like, playing it back, you could do really well improving in that way. Okay, done. Up next is Sharp Cookies.
I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world. Bad world. Children waiting for the day they teacher, tell me what's my lesson. Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very bad world. Bad world. Enlarge in your
cookies. This was kind of strange for me. I didn't love this. I didn't hate it. At first, I really liked your emotion. I thought you did a pretty good job of capturing kind of a creepy feel to it. It hasn't been my favorite thing that I've heard from you. You've been doing really well in the past couple weeks and like in other things I've heard you do recently, and this just wasn't up to par as the rest of the things that you've been doing. I liked your stuff on the chorus with your multipleness. I kind of would have liked to have heard you on the original. I enjoyed this arrangement of it. I like things that are just piano. It's like one of my favorite types of music, I guess, styles of things. But you know, overall, I thought this was pretty well done. You had pretty good emotion, pretty good energy. It definitely wasn't, again, this was kind of middle of the road for me. I don't know, nobody's been like super epic tonight for me so far. Your runs at some points, especially at the beginning, were a little strange. They felt really choppy as opposed to just a normal like run. And some of them felt a tiny bit pitchy, like you hit weird notes in the middle. I don't really have any other comments about this. Yeah, I guess I'm done.
Cookies! You guys are, like, doing songs that I am obsessed with tonight or something. Because first Claire did Black Velvet, and now Cookies did Mad World. And I love Mad World because Adam Lambert, yeah, I love Adam Lambert with a fiery passion, and yeah, he, like, covered the song on American Idol, and it was freaking fantastic. Okay, anyway, I actually think that you would have been better off with Adam's arrangement of this, Cookies, because it's a little higher than the one you did. You're kind of like, oh, I can't really, like, place it. You were, like, down there, like, all around. And then, like, Adam's is a little higher. It's like, all around me are familiar faces. So, yeah, I think you would have been better off with that. Or maybe pitch to this one if you wanted to use this one, because this one sounds more acoustic and raw than Adam's version. Your emotion on this was good, but once again, the lowness of it kind of kicked you in the ass. Because I liked the emotion on it, but then, like, your voice was doing that thing that people's voices do when they're trying to hit notes, and it's too low, so it's like, Mad World, like, yeah, when you can't hit it, and it was doing it on the Mad Worlds, and is doing it on the, All Around Me, All Familiar Faces, I think, and, like, worn out spaces, yeah, it was doing it on, like, those parts. All in all, I think this was good for you, though, other than, like, there were a few, like, like I said, the few spots that were too low for you. I liked the emotion on it. Oh, and the pronunciation, you said like sit and listen instead of sit and listen. And I think that was like the only one that, like, the articulation and like the pronunciation could have been smoothed out a little bit, because like the pronunciation in the song, I feel it adds to it like more, like to it adds to like the rhythm of the song. Like, so yeah, I'm done gushing about this song. I'm sorry. I'm like really obsessed with this song, so it might have been kind of risky for you to do the song, but I'm happy you did it because I adore the song, like I said, with the fiery passion that I adore Adam Lambert with. So, like, yeah. Good job.
Up next is Aria.
Shot through the heart, and you're to blame.
Darling, you give love a bad name.
Smile is what you sell. You promised me heaven and put me through hell. Chains of love get a hold on me. When passion's a prison, you can't break free. Oh, you're a loaded gun. Yeah. Fingertips, a schoolboy's dream. You act so shy. Your very first kiss was your first kiss goodbye. Whoa, you're a loaded gun. Whoa, there's nowhere to run. No one can save me. The damage is done. Shot through the heart, and you're to blame. You give love a bad name. I play my part and you play your game. You give love a bad name. You give
critique, except for I thought that some parts were Some parts you did, not some parts. Like the one belting part before the bridge, I thought you did kind of like a weird thing. And it could have used more energy. But, well, not like energy. It had a lot of energy. It needed like more attitude. Like, ba-na-ma-na, I don't know. Yeah. I've been like gushing. I apparently gush when I'm alone. I'm lonely and gushing. So I am just going to cut this one really short because I think the others are probably like a couple of minutes because I'm a freak and I record long when I'm alone apparently. So yeah, this was really good. I don't really have anything to say about this anyway. So yay. Good job. Awesome job on an awesome song, as per always, Aria. So yay!
Aria, I always look forward to hearing you because I feel like you have brought it so hardcore on this show. Everything you do every week is so intense and epic. I know your computer crashed this week, so I know this is an old song from Sing It 7. So I understand that, you know, that this isn't obviously going to be your best work, especially because it was so long ago. But I actually thought this was really well done. The beginning was shocking when you did your a cappella harmonies. I was like, oh my God, so good. And it was sung amazingly. I really enjoyed your attitude. I think you could have had a little bit more energy. Like, I've heard you sing with more power, like energetically speaking, and more just emotion, and I felt like you could have had a little bit more on this one, but still, I really enjoyed this overall. I think you did a really great job, so good job. I really don't have anything else to say because I thought it was fantastic. I always think you do good, Aria.